Thoughts. Fame, envy, intrigue, and murder. That is what some suspect surrounded the mysterious death of Tycho Brahe, a Danish astronomer who died in Prague in 1601 as one of the most distinguished scholars of his time. Several theories exist about the cause of his death, and some experts actually claim he was given a lethal dose of mercury. A team of Danish experts are now going to officially ask the Czech authorities for permission to open his grave in order to analyze his remains. Astronomer Tycho Brahe only spent 2 years in Prague in the imperial service of Rudolf II before he died in October 1601. His death was never properly explained. According to popular legend, he died after his bladder burst, as his good manners did not allow him to leave the table before Emperor Rudolf did. His grave in the Church of Our Lady Before Teen in Prague's Old Town was first opened in 1901 by a renowned Czech anthropologist Jindřich Matějka, who concluded that Brahe died of a kidney failure. A team of experts from Aarhus University in Denmark now wants to open the grave once again. Jens Velef explains why.
The most interesting thing now, just now, is to find out how was the grave of Tycho Brahe built and what can be found out today with modern scientific methods, which you could not do in 1901 when they first opened the grave.
Recently, two independent theories about his death appeared, and both claimed that he was murdered. Chushuan and Lee Gilder from the United States are the authors of the book Heavenly Intrigue. The Gilders based their theory on a 1990s analysis of Brahe's hair, which was extracted from his grave at the beginning of the 20th century. The analysis discovered a high concentration of mercury in Brahe's body. Chushuan Gilder over the phone from Washington, D.C.
What we really found, I think, for the first time was that this had to indicate two different events, two different poisonings. And we laid that out in the book, that the first one happened at the time of this dinner in Prague when he first fell ill. He then was getting better and was given a fatal dose the night of his death. Well, he died the next morning a few hours later.
And the Gilders also point to the likely murderer. They believe that Brahe was killed by none other than his apprentice Johannes Kepler, who later also became a groundbreaking astronomer. Joshua Gilder says the motive was simple. Kepler wanted the results of Brahe's work for himself.
What you get in Kepler's diaries are repeated hostile and often quite violent references to Tycho Brahe. One of the first, when Brahe has basically invited him to come to Prague and work with him, is, you know, basically saying Brahe thinks he's so wonderful, but I'm going to wrest his observations away from him with a sword. He then comes to Prague, and there's this incredible blow-up between Kepler and Brahe, all surrounding the fact that Brahe will not hand over all of his observations to Kepler. And Kepler blows up, goes into a rage, has to be taken away from the house.
The authors examined Kepler's diaries, and Lee Gilder says that what they found was rather scary.
Heavenly Intrigue shows what a deeply disturbed man Kepler actually was, and how much he was filled with self-hatred. He was filled with this longing for fame, which in modern term one might call pathological. It doesn't really matter what term you use. What is important is that he needed these data to validate not only his theory, but his being, his lust for fame, the way he describes it himself, is quite disturbing. I mean, a lot of people want to be famous, but very few need it really, like the air to breathe.
Igor Janovsky of the Prague-based National Technical Museum reviewed Heavenly Intrigue for the Czech magazine Vesmír. When we met in front of Tycho Brahe's grave, he told me that he was afraid that the Gilders jumped to conclusions.
The book is very interesting, I would say gripping. But when you think more about it, you find quite a few shortcomings. Look, I'm not a historian, I'm not a forensic chemist, but I spend most of my life working in a chemical laboratory, and this is why I can have certain perhaps critical attitude. And from my point of view, there is not sufficient proof. I think that wouldn't be enough for a court to consider it as a criminal case.
Mr. Janowski says the analysis they used to support their theory never actually confirmed that Bra was poisoned or that he was given mercury on two specific occasions.
There is no proof at all of the time when Brahe was given this poison. So it was just an estimate. And for this particular case, Gilders say in the book that they found 100 times increased dose of mercury, which is not true. This was not found. This was just sort of a hypothesis. And I'm sorry to say that several other people then have repeated this claim that there was 100 times increased concentration of mercury. It was not found.
Another theory about Tycho Brahe's death comes from Peter Andersen, a professor at the University of Strasbourg. Several years ago, he discovered the diary of a Swedish diplomat, a distant relative of Tycho Brahe's, who was allegedly sent to Prague by the Danish king to kill the famed astronomer. Interestingly, the motive of both suspects, the Danish king Christian and Brahe's colleague Kepler, might have been similar.
Christian IV was crowned 1696, and he took away immediately all financial privileges that his father had given to Tycho. And Tycho decided he wouldn't stay anymore in Denmark, and he left Denmark forever. He did never criticize the Danish king directly, but he wrote compliments to the emperor. And that was very, very bad publicity for the Danish king. He had dreams about fame, and all he thought about was to become just as famous as Tycho Brahe, who left Denmark when the Danish king was very young. It's a personal situation between the young Danish king and this relatively old astronomer. He was 50 years old at that time.
The archaeologists from Denmark have not yet officially approached the authorities in Prague, but both the preservationists and the Catholic Church say there should not be a problem. Even so, most Czech scientists remain skeptical about the murder theory. Igor Janowski again.
It's very likely that Brahe's body was embalmed, and it's possible that the ointments used contain mercury. But this is not the only way how Brahe got mercury into his body, because it's well known that Brahe was alchemist. He worked most of his life with mercury. He used mercury for preparing medicine. It was his famous universal medicine called Medicamenta Tria. Then he used mercury for gilding his astronomical instruments. He had equipment for time measurement containing mercury. And during his time, certainly there were no special precautions taken for the work with mercury. So no wonder, it wouldn't be any surprise to me if his body or his remains contain mercury.
We will have to wait until November, which is when the Danish experts are expected to arrive in Prague, if they get all the necessary permits.
I think that all those investigations can bring something new, maybe not quite regarding that mercury. I'm not sure, but perhaps. Let's hope. It would be interesting and nice if something new is found.